everyone, and welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. The tune that we're opening with today is one called Wild Goose Chase, recorded in the mid-1970s when I was in Sydney, Australia, and that's me playing banjo, Colin Trenwith on fiddle, Colin Watson on lead guitar, Rod Coe on bass, and Graham Lovejoy on mandolin. Great combination. We had a lot of fun doing that music. I've got all sorts of things lined up for you today. I hope you're going to enjoy them. And we'll kick the show off with a song from Rhonda Vincent. This is one she often kicks off her shows with, The Lonesome Wind Blues. And great song. And here's Rhonda to sing it for you.
So
he's gone so far away, that's why I'm grieving. He left me here alone among the trees, when all that I have left is just a memory, and it always haunts me with the breeze.
I hear that wind blowing through the lonesome pines, and I know my love is gone too.
That's why I'm blue,
love so blue. So
great bluegrass there from Rhonda Vincent, and she was using a band before she really did a lot of her recordings with The Rage, but she opens with that song, and it's a great way to get a set of bluegrass music going. In 2011, songwriter Larry Caudle put out an album called Pud Markham's Hanging, and Larry writes great songs. He's written all the songs on the album. They've all been recorded at different sessions, I'd say, because there's a different musician lineup on every track. But they're great songs. He finds interesting stories and all sorts of things. And today's show, I'm going to play a couple of tracks for him. The first one is one called Molly. It's a lovely song. And then a couple of songs later, we'll be playing a Shade Tree Mechanic, which describes a lot of New Zealand guys I know. So you've obviously got them in the USA there. And in fact, they're probably found all over the world. But Larry Caudle manages to make a great song out of all sorts of situations. So here he is with the song Molly, Larry Caudle.
Molly, you say you're sure he's on the job and working overtime. Even though you've called him on the phone, can't get him on the line. Now you've been told that he's been seen over in another town with a pretty little blonde in a rich sport car riding with the top laid down. Oh, Molly, can you tell me, are you sure he's doing it right? Or is he somewhere with another? Oh, Molly,
Molly,
Molly, where's your man tonight? Well, you need someone to love you true, someone just like me. I won't ever do you wrong, that's a guarantee. You won't have to call and check on me when it gets late at night, 'cause I promise you I'll always be right here by your side. Oh, Molly, can you tell me, are you sure he's doing it right? Or is he somewhere with another? Oh, your man tonight. Oh, Molly, can you tell me, are you sure he's doing right? Or is he somewhere with another? Oh,
great song from Larry Caudle there. In one of my trips to California and the Grass Valley Festival, I got to meet and talk with Bill Evans, fine banjo player. In fact, he was the instructor in the classes that I had before the festival started. And I also had a lesson from him once he'd returned to his home just north of Berkeley. And a wonderful player, very fine gentleman, very easy to talk to. And I've always been really interested in his banjo playing. He's a real master of the styles and can play all different styles. And I've chosen a tune from his album, Bill Evans Plays Banjo. And it's a tune called Meadows of Dan, which is an unusual name. But in the notes, he says, the first part of this tune reminded me of something that Sammy Shelaw might play. So I named this tune after his Virginia hometown. So if you live in Meadows of Dan or anywhere near it, this tune was written by Bill Evans and attributed to the playing of Sammy Shelaw. We've got Greg Spetz on fiddle, Rob Ikes on dobro, John on guitar, John Reichman on mandolin, Missy Raines, our friend from visiting New Zealand just half a year ago, and Bill, of course, is playing banjo, and it's a great tune called Meadows of Dan. Have a listen.
Thank you.
Bill Evans playing banjo on a tune called The Meadows of Dan. Some fine playing from everybody involved in that, wasn't it? He's just a great picker, lovely and clean sound. Oh, well, here's the next song from Larry Caudle, Shade Tree Mechanic. And I bet you most of you know someone who's just a little bit like this.
Well, his house was nothing more than a big junkyard, a retirement home for old lawnmowers and blocked up rusty cars. He couldn't read or write a word, and he sort of stuttered when he spoke. But he was Albert Einstein when it came to nuts and bolts. Everybody called him Greasy, but his real name was Bert. At least that's what it said on his blue Sunoco shirt. He kept a Maytag full of Miller Lite in the shade of a cottonwood. Lord, he loved to pop a top just like he loved to pop a hood. He was the world's greatest shade tree mechanic. He fixed outboards, cars, and toasters, and worn out winter fans. No job was too big on the planet for the world's greatest shade tree mechanic. Greasy died one morning while he was doing what he loved best. He didn't leave a will, but we all knew his last request. So he put his toolbox in the trunk and him behind the wheel. Then we sent him off to heaven in a good used Bonneville. He was the world's greatest shade tree mechanic. He fixed outboards, cars, and toasters, and worn out winter fans. No job was too big on the planet for the world's greatest shade tree mechanic. I said no job was too big on the planet for the world's greatest shade tree mechanic.
Hey, Ivan, yeah. Give me a half-inch boxed, no, let's see, I believe it's a 9/16 boxed in, right?
9/16
boxed in. While you're in there, hand me that little short-handle ratchet with a 3/16 drive.
All right, let me look for it.
Oh, boy.
What?
This thing's gonna have a whole new clutch and pressure plate, I can smell it. We're going to have to drop this transmission, son.
Oh, Bert, come on.
Get over at the house and call Imogene, call down there at the Ford garage. See if they have a clutch and pressure plate assembly for a 64 Falcon 6-cylinder.
64 Falcon, all right.
I probably need to run town, too, and pick the parts up if they've got them. And while you over there, son, grab me another good cold Miller Lite out of that Maytag on the back porch. I got a whole new case ice down
there. I won't even be able to see that transmission.
I done worked up a powerful thirst.
Yeah, I can see you have.
Take it easy, Greasy.
I hope you enjoyed the little skit at the end too. I love that talking stuff going on there. They were real good. That was Larry Caudle, and from the album Pud Markham's Hanging, that was Shade Tree Mechanic. Great song. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and Back Porch Bluegrass is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, a music store in Hamilton, New Zealand. Sell almost anything to do with music, all sorts of things, guitars, banjos. They have touring banjos and mountain guitars. They've got mandolins and fiddles and violins and cellos and drums and keyboards and lots of accessories and lots of books about how to play and lots of sheet music. music, all sorts of things. All the staff are musicians. They know the sort of things that you might be looking for, and they're very helpful. So go in and see them, and I'm very grateful that they're sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass here in Hamilton. They've been supporting the music scene in Hamilton for more than 50 years and doing a fine job. Thank you, Shearer's Music Works. Big hello to all the people listening on access radio stations throughout New Zealand. This starts in Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton, New Zealand, and goes around the various access radio stations throughout New Zealand. Access radio stations in Canada. Hello to all you Canadians up there listening, and goes to Bluegrass Planet Radio. And lots of people listen on podcasts too from various sources. Thank you very much for doing that. I hope you're enjoying my sort of approach to bluegrass music from the South Pacific here. I've been listening to and playing this music since the mid-1960s and still thoroughly enjoying it. Hope you are too. What are we going to hear? Ricky Skaggs, Tony Rice, two major musicians. First saw Ricky Skaggs when he was 16 years old playing with the Stanley Brothers, and it was a real thrill. He and Keith Whitley were working together, and a little while later he did a lot of work with Tony Rice too, and this is from an album with just the two of them on it, guitar and mandolin, or sometimes two guitars and the two voices. Great song, Memories of Mother and Dad. Skaggs and Rice did a great job of that song. I'd like to play for you now a track from the Laurel Canyon Ramblers, great bluegrass band from California. Herb Peterson playing some dobro and rhythm guitar and doing harmony. Bill Bryson singing the lead on this one, playing bass. Billy Ray Latham doing fingerstyle guitar and some harmony. Kenny Blackwell on mandolin and harmony. And Gabe Witcher on fiddle. And this is a tune called Preachin', Prayin', Singin'. It's an old Flat and Scrug song, really. You might have heard it. Well, I think everybody did it in the old days, but it's a great gospel song. And here's the Laurel Canyon Ramblers to do it. Preaching, praying, singing.
Preaching, praying, singing. preaching, praying, singing everywhere, shouting the praises of his love and care. All of God's children sing together there, preaching, praying, singing down on the public square. I was a stranger there, intent upon my way, but when I saw the crowd, I had the urge to stay. I heard a welcome voice bidding me come and share. They're preaching, praying, singing down on the public square. Preaching, praying, singing everywhere, shouting the praises of love and care. All of God's children seem to gather there, preaching, praying, singing down on the public square. Much at home amid that happy throng that came from far and near to praise the name in song, to lay the burdens down, forget the earthly cares, have an old time meeting down on the public square. Preaching, praying, singing everywhere, shouting the praises of his love and care. All of God's children sing together there, preaching, praying, singing down on the public square. Journey on, I think back for the day. I am content within. These folks have found a way to lift their hearts in song and pray an honest prayer and keep the doorbells ringing down on the public square. Preaching, praying, singing everywhere, shouting the praises of his love and care. All of God's children seem gathered there, preaching, praying, singing down on the public square. Praying, singing down on the public square.
The Laurel Canyon Ramblers, preaching, praying, singing. Here's another tune from Bill Evans and his team. This is the new Black Eyed Susie.
Thank you.
Great tune from Bill Evans, the new Black Eyed Susie, and it's very much a Scruggs-style sounding thing, isn't it? Shows that Bill really likes to play some Earl Scruggs-type music. I've got a song for you here from the Lynn Morris Band. Really enjoy the singing of Lynn Morris, and on this album is Lynn Morris doing the lead vocals and rhythm guitar, although she's a fine banjo player as well, both clawhammer and Scruggs style. Marshall Wilborn, that's her husband, does bass and sings harmony vocals. Tom Adams playing banjo and singing a bit of harmony. Peter McLaughlin and doing mandolin and singing harmony, and Stuart Duncan on fiddle. This is a really lovely song called The Bramble and the Rose, and here's Lynn Morris to sing it for you.
We've been so close together, each a candle, each a flame. All the dangers were outside us, and we knew them all by name. Now see how the bramble and the rose intertwine. Now love grows like the bramble and the rose, often cruel, often kind. See what we can do to ourselves and to each other without really meaning to. Now see how the bramble and the rose intertwine. Now love grows like the bramble and the rose, round each other they will wind. So put your arms around me, yes, and sing a true love song, one that we can sing together, one to last the whole night long. Now see how the bramble and the rose intertwine. Now love grows like the bramble each other we will wind. Now love grows like the bramble and the rose, round each other we will wind.
It's a pretty song. I just love that song. Lynn Morris Band. Well, I've finally got some good news to report about some gigs coming up. New Zealand is doing pretty well with the COVID-19 epidemic. We're mostly free. We're almost back to normal, although now that the people flying into the country from places that have the virus not totally contained yet. We're having a little bit of trouble with some spreading from people who get out of quarantine. But nevertheless, we're back to having gigs. And I'm delighted to say that this coming weekend, from the date of the recording this show, we're having our first Back Porch Bluegrass Jam session, the first since February. And we missed out on the masks. We missed out on the March, April and May ones and the June one, but because it's at the end of June, we can fit it in. And then our Morrinsville Country Music Club is having a July meeting on the second Friday of July, which is, what date is that? That's the 10th of July. There'll be a concert, and that's the first one since the March one. We had a March one there. So we're creeping back to normal. People are still taking all the precautions that they need to, and that's a good thing. But we're delighted to have the country almost going back to normal. But our borders are pretty much closed. No one's allowed to fly in. And so that's the advantage of being an island, I guess. So that's good news. There's some gigs coming up. So your Back Porch Bluegrass will be on this month on the 4th. Sunday of the month as usual, and Morrinsville Country Music Club on the second Friday of the month. Let's hear some music. The Old Pueblo, I bet you I say that wrong, from Chris Brashear, from the album Heart of the Country. Chris writes some really nice songs. He plays acoustic guitar and does the vocals. He's got Tim O'Brien playing some acoustic guitar on this one, Mike Compton on mandolin, Al Perkins on a slide guitar, and Todd Phillips on bass. Song from Chris Brashear, and it's called The Old Pueblo.
I'm sad and blue, there's a place that I find that I go back to from time to time. I leave New England and it's rain and snow, to the old pueblo is where I want to go. The old pueblo is where I want to go. In the old pueblo where I spend my time, the streets I walk bathe in sunshine. I hold my love and never leave behind. The friends I have, they give me peace of mind. Dear friends I have, they give me peace of mind. We've run those rivers and walked the trail, saw the desert stars, heard the coyotes wail. When I die, I want to stay right there with the cactus sage and creosote air. The cactus sage and creosote air. Lightning streaks cross the southern sky, where clouds billow up holding rain on high. I'm pouring down away over there, on the other side of town, but here the streets are bare. On the other side of town, but here the streets are bare. I don't mind the heat as much as some folks do. The older I get, just feels better too. I climb Frog Mountain when it gets real bad. Take a breather up there in the cool fresh air. Take a breather up there in the cool fresh air. When I'm sad and blue, there's a place that I find that I go back to from time to time. I leave New England and it's rain and snow, to the old pueblo is where I want to go. To the old pueblo is where I want to go. And it's way out west where I want to go. And it's way out west where I want to go. To the old pueblo is where I want to go.
That was Chris Brashear with a song that he'd written himself. Sounded very like a Tim O'Brien song, didn't it? And Tim was playing guitar for him. Must have been funny. Tim would probably be thinking, hey, this sounds like me. We'll hear another song from Chris just a little bit later in the program. I often try and do something different on the show where I play some old-time music, preferably something that's connected with the roots of bluegrass music. And sometimes I play something a bit left of field that is progressive or something like that. Most of you know I'm a bit of a traditionalist, really. But one of the best of the progressive groups was the Newgrass Revival. And they brought their bluegrass-based music to a whole bunch of people and performed some huge crowds and really brought innovations stylistically and musically. John Cowan was a bass player who really drove the music. Sam Bush was the founding member, playing fiddle and mandolin. Baylor Fleck played banjo. They had a few changes, and I'm not quite sure what the lineup is on this album. Pat Flynn was guitarist. He wrote a lot of songs, and in fact, he wrote the song that I'm going to play for you. It's a song called Friday Night in America. So hold on to your hats. This is great bluegrass music. It's powered by a set of drums, but it'd make a great song for any bluegrass band that's getting out there amongst it all. And it's Friday Night in America, Newgrass Revival. Have a listen.
Mama, get your shoes on. And Daddy, get your hat. The working week is over. Just leave it at that. We talk about it on the telephone, making plans to meet. Something's gonna happen tonight between the full moon and the streets. Get out of your seat, it's Friday night.
Song that is. It's just driving bluegrass really with a very invigorated approach, and some of those banjo licks that Baylor Fleck was doing would break the heart of any banjo player and delight the heart of an electric guitar player, I'd say. Friday Night in America by the Newgrass Revival. I hope you enjoyed that. There was something a little bit different now. Let's go back to something a little bit quieter, I suppose, maybe more bluegrassy. I'm not too sure about that. Becky Buller, wonderful performer. I sort of fell in love with her music in 2017 at the Grass Valley Festival I went to that year. And she had a wonderful band playing with her, and she wrote some wonderful songs and presented them beautifully. And from her album, Tween Earth and Sky, I've selected a song, Southern Flavor. The melody came from Bill Monroe. It's an instrumental that he did. But Bill also worked with someone writing some words for the song. Bill never got a chance to record it, but Becky has recorded it, and she used all ex-Bluegrass Boys to back her on this one, just to get the right sort of feel for it. Michael Fagan on fiddle, Peter Rowan on guitar and vocals, Buddy Spiker on fiddle, Ernie Sykes on bass, Roland White on mandolin, Blake Williams on banjo. So that's a Bluegrass Boys lineup, and this is the Becky Buller presentation of the song Southern Flavor.
Soul and hospitality.
I've tasted love this wide world over,
but no place ever meant as much to me.
About the big ending coming from the fiddles. That was Southern Flavor. Becky Buller led that band, and it's a great song, great tune. We're going to go right back to some of the early days of bluegrass music. 1952, The Lonesome Pine Fiddlers were a fine band, did some excellent music, and a track I've selected from them, You Left Me to Cry, written by the Klein Brothers, and Paul Williams doing the lead and tenor vocals and playing guitar, Ray Goines doing some the lead vocal on the chorus and playing banjo, Charles Parker on mandolin, and Ezra Klein on bass, and Curly Ray Klein on fiddle. And this is very much early days, 1952, and it's a classic song. Let's hear You Left Me to Cry.
The day you left me here, you left me in tears. Darling, will you never care? For the love that I have given you to try, darling, you left me to cry.
You left me to cry, no one can satisfy the longing in my heart for you tonight. When you said goodbye, the tears welled in my eyes, darling, you left me to cry.
There's nothing left for me in your heart I ever long to be. Please take me there, your happiness with me share. Darling, don't treat me so unfair.
You left me to cry, no one can satisfy the longing in my heart for you tonight. When you said goodbye, the tears welled in my eyes. Darling, you left me to cry.
Darling, don't make me feel so blue. Well, promise me today that you'll come back and say, darling, you're in my heart to stay.
You left me to cry, no one can satisfy the longing in my heart for you tonight. When you said goodbye, the tears welled in my eyes. Darling, you left me to cry.
It's the Lonesome Pine Fiddlers from 1952. We'll hear another song from Becky Buller now. This is just entitled Thank You.
Thank you for another day to praise you, Lord. Thank you for the blessings only you can give. You've given me this life so I can praise you, Lord. Thank you for another blessed day to live. I am a vessel, a jar of clay, empty and wanting to your spirit move my way. Gave me purpose, gave me breath, so I can praise you from my birth home to my death. Thank you for another day to praise you, Lord. Thank you for the blessings only you can. Thank you for another blessed day to live. Thank you for another blessed day to live.
Becky Buller. I really enjoyed sitting watching her set. She interacted beautifully with her musicians, and it was a very entertaining set, as well as some really interesting songs. She played a bit of banjo, she played some guitar, she played some fiddle, and she sang, and her band was fantastic. Well, we're just about at the end of Back Porch Bluegrass. I hope you've been enjoying the music that I've been playing for you. Remember to come along to Back Porch Bluegrass, the jam session, if you're in and around Hamilton. When you get the opportunity, and the Morrinsville Country Music Club, we're all starting up again. And send in those station IDs if you get a chance. I'm getting some of them in, and in the getting the station to process them so that I can use them on the show. Just identify yourself and say that you enjoy listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. Lie if you have to. And put them on an MP3 and email them to me at paultredwith@gmail.com. And hopefully it'll find me and we can get you on air. That would be delightful. Here's Chris Brashear to finish up with Time the Perfect Stranger. Thanks for listening. See you next time.
In the gray days of winter, the midday church bell is ringing, where the old men walk the streets and remember the past. At the center of the table, a peasant stole a wine so light and rosy colored, this bottle divine. And the people who know of hard times long ago will be drinking and talking the hunger and the danger. For wine is the blood, time the perfect stranger. Where flowers bloom, the Virgin Mother rests to remind each soul of salvation. But the children's feet that know the cold, cold ground, the families near starvation. At the center of the table, a peasant stole in wine so light and rosy color, this bottle divine. And the people who know of hard times long ago will be drinking and talking, the hunger and the danger.